Martin Scorsese came here and visited with you, didn't he?
When we first heard that David had sold the rights to, I believe, the company's Imperative, we watched it, what was going on, and Imperative was started reaching out to some of our people just to see, you know, what was going on here. It was very quiet. As they became more and more committed to making a movie, the state film office and the Osage here entered into preliminary discussions. How can we get this movie filmed in Oklahoma? It was up in the air about where this movie was going to be filmed. And the film office, whatever they did, became separate from whatever we were doing. And we had a couple of the Imperative folks come here. We gave them a tour, set up interviews with some of the family members of the Gray Horse community, had a dinner for them, traditional Osage dinner. And then the movie control moved from one company to the other, and I can't pretend to tell you how all that worked. But then it went to Apple, and then very quickly after that happened, we heard Martin Scorsese was going to be the director or even part of the production. And very quickly, we started hearing more information. So I designated an Osage who knows that world. He goes to Sundance and all. He lives in Boca Raton, Florida. He knows that world. Chad Renfro. And I said, okay, you're appointed ambassador to work with Apple and Scorsese. I don't even know where to start. So we started putting everything together. We went back down and started some conversations with the Oklahoma Film Office. And Scorsese came in here quickly with like 48-hour notice, less than that, and came into the room right across the way here. And we talked for about 2.5 hours, told him about our concerns, that it was not going to be filmed here. It's other states had these credits, economic tax credits and bonuses or whatever, however they were doing it. He said, we're gonna film here. I'm gonna do that here. And I said, so the next part of it was, well, we're concerned about how you're going to portray the Osage because we just don't want to be a bunch of dead bodies. Imperative, the last two people we talked to from there several years ago now, had said, finally, at the end, we're going to tell this story through the eyes of Molly Burkhart, the Osage sister, and we're going to make a movie the Osage will be proud of. Now, then of course, the movie control changed hands, were shared hands. And we were concerned until Scorsese says, I'm going to make a movie the Osage will be proud of. And so as we went on, and he committed to filming, I got to tell you this. I asked him, I was so amazed about this man. And he's a great storyteller, let me tell you, of course. He's easy to talk to. And I said, well, how are you approaching this? I mean, David's book has a lot of the FBI in it. And is this going to be a story about the FBI? Is it with the Osage, is the victims? How's DiCaprio going to fit in there? That is one of these meetings we had is where he said, well, I'm going to hire my, or we're going to bring, he didn't say hire, we're going to bring in Bob, he calls him Bob De Niro. That was the first, I said, can we repeat that? Because nobody knows that. He goes, yeah, sure. So he says, I said, wow, and who's he going to, is he going to play Hale? And he goes, yeah, he's already wearing the glasses and, you know, getting himself into this role. So I said, well, But how are you, how is it going to be? Can you sum it up? Because I talked to him enough that I know he can sum up things quickly. He said, this is going to be a story about trust and betrayal. It's a story about the trust the Osage people had with the society, Western society that came here, and the betrayal of that trust by this system that was set up. But it's also, at another level, a story about the trust Molly Burkhart had with Ernest and his family, and the betrayal of that trust. And if I was going to sum up how he described what he was creating, that's it. So you can see the FBI, it does have a role in the movie. But this really is a story about the Osage and trust and betrayal. And I was honored, along with a few other Osage, to see a preview in New York City in December of those portions of the movie where the Osage culture is strongly represented. And all of our efforts to work with the production teams, the directors, and cinematographers, and the script writers, all of that work that we did to have our language department coach these actors is evident. There is just great detail put into how words are pronounced, and then proper respect for ceremonies. We only saw a portion of this movie, so I can't tell you what it really looks like. But I can tell you those portions of the movie portraying the Osage people, those that sat and saw that would tell you it was very respectful, very accurate. You'll not see an American movie more like it than this.
You have reason to believe the entire film is going to be really something that you would approve of.
Absolutely. I have high hopes. Like I said, I haven't seen the rest of the movie, but I do know what the dedication, not only Mr. Scorsese and his cinematographers and his producers, the glimpses I had of watching Lily Gladstone and the other actresses and or actors and Mr. De Niro and Mr. DiCaprio and others work, that it's just, they are so serious, so hardworking about it. So it's amazing.